White, J.E. White, Emma. Granville, Australia, November 14, 1894. Dear children, we have been passing through quite a busy time in preparing brother and sister Belden for Norfolk Island. Byron and Sarah have occupied our parlor since camp meeting. Brother Callard and Brother Kellogg have been our guests while in Granville. Yesterday the party, four in number, left on the steamer for Norfolk. We shall miss Brother and Sister Belden very much, but I am glad to have them go. Byron and Sarah will engage in the work as soon as there is time to plan for them the field they shall labor in. A tent has been pitched in Ashfield, 2 miles from where the camp meeting was held, and there have been no less than 12 who have decided to obey the truth and keep the Sabbath. There are many more interested. Two brothers, named Pierce, were organists, one for the Presbyterian and one for the English Church. These have, I understand, embraced the truth. The Lord has given great freedom to Brother Corliss and to Brother McCullough. The interest has become widespread, and the interested ones have been visited by their ministers to show them their danger. Some also were deeply convicted and became confused. A noted debater preached against the Sabbath, had the law done away. After the meeting, some of the ministers tarried to have a talk with a Mr. Marks and several who had been attending the meetings at the tent. Brother McCullough was riding by and saw a light in the Wesleyan church and went in and found them in a hot debate over the Sabbath question. Brother McCullough was appealed to, and he talked with them, and the conference continued with unabated interest until 2 o'clock in the morning. At that session, or a following meeting, this debater challenged Elder Corliss for a discussion, and it was so decided and determined to drive him to debate the question, he could not but accept the proposition. The discussion has occupied 2 evenings with good attendance. The debater is a clear, moderate-spoken man, but he has arguments weak as weakness itself. I felt, and still do feel, that much is at stake, depending upon the result of this debate, as to their decision. This question will be discussed 4 more evenings. I wrote to Elder Corliss earnest lines, beseeching him to keep perfectly cool and to bear in mind that the universe of heaven were composing his audience. The Lord has used Elder Corliss as his agent. He has spoken with power and great clearness. Truth is indeed bearing away the victory, and light is shining upon many minds. Last night, the bitterest opponents were not present. It is thought they were having a private consultation for some purpose that will perhaps be developed tonight. The enemy is inspiring his agents with a power from beneath, and yet the Lord God of Israel is on the side of truth and righteousness. The opposing elements being so much stirred, evidences that God is working on minds, convicting and converting souls to the truth. And Satan will work when the Lord works, that he may counterwork the works of God. Our people all around attend the meetings evenings and do not get home until 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. December 24th. The discussion lasted 6 nights. Much prayer was offered to God during this time, and the Lord manifested His special grace and power in presentation of the truth. Error appeared weakness, the truth strength. In my next, I will give you more particulars, but circumstances have occurred one after another that have made it about impossible for me to write. Emily and I have been visiting orchards for fruit to can. It was scarcely in season, but we have done fairly well. Last year we were compelled to gather up odds and ends of everything to get us through the season when fruit is not in the market. That, however, is but a little time. We have had all the oranges we wanted and have had them for months. Now they are gone. There are plenty of lemons on the trees yet, and oranges were scarcely gone before many peaches came, and apricots. We have had very busy times now for quite a number of days. I am so thankful we are no longer meat eaters. We have not had any meat on our table since more than 1 year ago, and all our family are satisfied, perfectly satisfied. I must close this. Mother. I meant to have had several pages copied and sent to you, but the 6, in addition to our own family and baby, have placed us where we must visit our friends from Africa. This is one reason, and the fruit searching and canning is another reason we have not been able to get to you. matter I would be pleased to have you read. Now, children, precious matter accompanies this, recently written. You will appreciate it. Mother.